in open session. Can we get a report from county council?
Yes, the board went into closed session at 10:15 a.m. and came out of closed session at 10:36 a.m. with no reportable action taken.
Board and staff reports? Staff?
Nothing to report.
Anything from the board? Supervisor Rogan? Monterey?
Monterey, headed to RCRC. Then headed to the cow tour, ag tour on Saturday in East County. And I'm sure I'll have more to report next month. You're in front of me.
Supervisor Chris, anything?
Yes, the Tulip Valley Fair was a couple weeks ago now. All went well there. I'll be attending the cow tour as well this coming Saturday. And then, look at my calendar real quick. And then, unfortunately, there was a wonderful citizen from Teal Lake, a guy named Nick Macy, that passed away. Very well respected guy. When he passed away, the city of Teal Lake lowered his flags to half mast. He passed away in the Mainland air crashes, air race. Mainland air race.
Oh, was he one of the flyers there?
Yeah. He was one of the flyers, yeah. He was one of the flyers there. He was a champion air racer.
That's the last year for their air races, too, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's one of those community losses that there's still a hole being felt by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Number one and number two pilot. More smoke coming your way.
Yeah.
I went to another team briefing. We did a number of things behind the scenes on strategies. Not real happy right now with the Six Rivers National Forest. It's almost impossible to engage them, and they are on a path to continue to light more fire rather than put the fires out. Now talking about merging some of the fires from the Orleans area up into the ones in Happy Camp. Happy Camp is just a miserable mess from the smoke standpoint. And I'm kind of wit's end at what to do with that. I would really like some help from our public health officer, you know, and declaring some emergency, because this is hazardous smoke for months on end with this agency, and it's specifically because of the acts the agency has taken rather than the tactics they could employ to make this shorter. It is affecting public health. The attended the sheriff's fundraiser. Well attended. The place was packed. Was for to raise funds for grant writing and some other support in the sheriff's department.
Minimum dessert went for $500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see, I'll be joining you at RCRC on Zoom with Michael on Friday. I'll be on the Cattlemen's Tour this weekend, and more fire business this week.
Didn't we just have an LTC meeting?
We did.
One of the things, we got an update on the I-5 project, Taylor and Dunsmere. I'll tell you, it's better than it was the previous I-5 project, but they only currently have one lane going northbound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. So if you get behind a slow truck, it's can be, you know, try your patience, if you will. But needed project, so we'll be thankful for that they're doing something. I will be attending the RCRC annual meeting, heading down there tonight. On the 6th, 7th, I was down in Kernville area for Sierra Nevada Conservancy Board meeting. It's probably the farthest south that they typically go. You know, again, still a worthwhile operation. They do a lot of good work. I think they have a lot of credibility. And I will tell you, Siskiyou County, we're fortunate to be in there. They did mention that next year it's a two-year bill, basically, Dolly, to get the rest of Siskiyou County and Modoc County, which hopefully will happen next year.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. With that, meeting adjourned. Thank you.